Next patient is Mary Sullivan Medina. The last name is Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A. The first name is M like in Mike, A, R like in Roger, I, S like in Sierra, O, L like in Lima, I, V like in Victor, E, T like in Tango, T like in Tango, E. Marie Solivet. Number one, clinical case of a 37-year-old Hispanic female following the practice because of CKD stage 3A associated to IgA nephropathy, period. The patient has recent laboratory workup. In which we have a serum creatinine that is 1.44 with an estimated EFR of 46 mL per minute. This is the lowest it has been in a long time. The prior determinations show that the estimated EFR was between 50 and 60. Interestingly, the proteinuria has decreased to 731 milligrams in 24 hours. Period. This is worrisome due to the fact that it seems to me that the deterioration of the kidney function has to continue. The patient is already taking ARBs, and we think that this patient will be able to get benefit from the administration of Kerendia. K-E-R-E-N, like in November, D-I-A. In order to preserve kidney function and improve the proteinuria, period. Main concern, and which is at issue, is the patient's compliance with the medication. Today we don't have a body weight, we don't have the blood pressure. Period. In reviewing the visit with the endocrinologist, we found out that the TSH is elevated and the patient has not been taking the levothyroxine as recommended, period. We explained to the patient the need to decrease the sodium intake to maintain a good blood pressure control, to follow a plant-based diet, and to decrease the protein intake in the diet in order to be successful with the therapy. Number two. Arterial hypertension, we don't know the actual blood pressure readings, the period. The patient is going to take the blood pressure tomorrow and call in the office. Following over, the patient has a history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis that is under control. Following over, anemia that is no longer present, following a vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face telehealth, 15 minutes, and in documentation, 10 minutes.